Harikasın. Host.
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure. Drink lots of water.
Yeah. My nerves is in my everything.
What's up with your nerves?
Eh?
What did you say about your nerves? Why?
No, nothing, never mind.
It was a private joke. Necker.
Yes, it's a private joke. It's an inside joke.
Nerves is inside the joke.
Oh my goodness, you know. Okay. It seems as though most of you are back. I'm gonna continue. I think there's just two people missing. But we have sent the pin, so I'm gonna continue. I wanna decree Psalm 90, verse 17 over each and every one of us and those that will be listening to this recording. Psalms 90, verse 17 says, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. When we surrender to God and we allow God to guide us and to lead us and to, you know, when we allow Him to take that which we have and to guide us and to show us what it is that God wants us to do with whatever God has given us, whatever God has graced us with, God will surely bless us, just like that scripture said. God will come and establish the work of our hands. So when we take whatever God has given us and we show God that we want to do something, that we, when we put in the work, when we put in the effort, when we put in the sacrifice, when we do what it is we need to do, when we sow whatever it is we have, like Karin mentioned last night, like Prof mentioned last night as well, it doesn't necessarily mean sowing money. If you don't have money to sow something else. But give God something to work with. If you don't give God something to work with, how do we expect God to move? How do we expect God to do something if we are not willing to give Him something to work with? I think God made mention of something. And when God started speaking to me about this, it really shook me. It rattled me. And God showed me how many times I did it in the past and when I did it and how it actually makes people feel. And I didn't realize that. I didn't fully understand. I didn't have the revelation of what I was actually doing at that time. And so God showed me and God told me that it is time for His children, for children of God, to stop doing this, to stop that pattern, to stop that thinking, and to really just change our mindsets and to, you know, in whatever we do, whatever we say, to be honoring to God and to honor God. So a few of the things that God revealed to me in terms of this entire career job situation was assuming that we know people's journeys. So we see someone and we see them doing something and we go and we comment and we give our opinion from what we see, but not from what we actually know. We just... Thank you. We just assume. We just move. We don't consult God. We don't seek counsel. We don't do anything. We just assume and we action something out of that assumption. The other thing is assuming their circumstances. So we see them doing something and we attack them based on what we see, but we don't know why they're doing that. We don't know why they didn't do something. We don't know why they are doing something a certain way, because we don't know their circumstances. We don't know their background. We don't know what's happening. We don't know where they come from. But when we see this, that fleshly part in us just wants to jump and attack and assume, because we feel that we know best, or we feel that we are entitled to judge or assume on other people's behalf. And that is not God's heart. And God had to correct me on that. He had to correct my heart on that. So I'm not speaking on behalf of anyone else here. I'm only speaking on behalf of myself. And then the other thing was judging people because of the work they do. And I kind of wrestled with God. I was like, judging someone based on the work they do. And I said, okay, but what does that mean? And God said, treating someone unfairly or unequally, because A, either they earn less than you, or B, they earn more than you. So God showed me that he doesn't measure us according to what we earn. If you're earning $100,000 a month, God's not going to count you above the person that's earning $20,000 a month. There is a difference in finances, yes, but God doesn't look at that. God looks at our heart. God looks at whether he sees him in us. When God looks at us, does he see his reflection? Does he see his reflection in what we do, how we speak, how we carry ourselves, how we treat others? Does God see himself? Or does he just see us? Does he just see our flesh? Also, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that when someone does illegal work, like drug dealing or something like that, that it's okay. That's not what I'm referring to. What I'm trying to say is, we need to be treating that CEO with the same respect. Or we need to be treating the street sweeper with the same respect that we're treating that CEO. Just because he's in the CEO position doesn't mean anything. God can take that CEO position away from him and promote that street sweeper because of his humbleness, because of his excellent service towards God in that position. So God doesn't measure us according to where we are in position, or where, or what we earn, or, you know, who can provide best for their families. You know, everybody's on a different journey. Everybody is going through their own stuff. Everybody's circumstances are different. And God is not a God that would embarrass us, that would ridicule us. God wants to be there to protect us, to prosper us, to bless us, to, you know, give us hope, to give us a future. And God showed me that the church, we as God's body, have become so comfortable with placing people in boxes and categories according to what the world sees as successes and failures. So we've adopted that mindset that the world has of you earn so much with success, or you earn so much, so you're a failure. Or you don't work at all, so you this, or, you know. And it's not that we make a conscious decision to put people in those boxes, but it's like God said that our minds have been so polluted because of what we've allowed the world to minister to us, that we don't even think anymore. We don't even, you know, think the way God would think. We don't even look at things the way God would look at it. We'd automatically just look at things from the world's perspective, and subconsciously we place people in those boxes, in those categories, and because we subconsciously place them there, our emotions and us, just our flesh, automatically responds to the box we put them in, and we treat them as such. And that is not God's will. That is not God's heart. You know, where we are today is not where we should be in a year from now, in 2 years from now, in 3 years you know, we are children of God, so we're supposed to be walking in favor. We're supposed to be walking in promotion. We are supposed to be being elevated. We're supposed to, you know, coming with those testimonies and saying, oh, my word, I got a promotion at work. I got promoted here. I got promoted there. But God said those things are still conditional. God wants to bless us. God wants to promote us. But if we're not putting in the work, if we're not putting in the effort, if we're not being 100% obedient, we're kind of not going to get there. So we can be half obedient. It's fine. God will allow it. But we are only delaying our own destiny. We are only delaying our own promotion. We are only delaying our own, you know, blessings from coming. We are only delaying and standing in front of our own doors. We're basically standing in front of our door. There's breakthrough. And we are in front of the door. But instead of opening the door, we're knocking. And nobody's opening the door because we're supposed to open it with what God gave us, with what God told us. But because we are not being obedient, we're standing there knocking and we're knocking and we're knocking. And years are going by and we're still knocking. And we don't understand why other people are walking through their doors and we're still standing and knocking. It's because we are not being 100% obedient to what God has asked us. And it's not big things. It's not God telling you to go buy someone a car, like now, or maybe God will ask you to do that, and that God knows that's because you can do that. But I mean, it can be something as small as just put off asking us to do a deliverance video. Do it, because that is an instruction from the authority that God placed in our lives. And when we are obedient, God will come, and he will come and do what he needs to. He will bring that blessing. God said that in this journey, we are all facing our own journeys, yes, but together, like us, for example, we are ministry. So as a ministry, we are going through our own journey. We are in our own season together, and individually, we've got our own journeys as well. But in this journey, as a family, specifically referring to us and you and your families, what God is calling us to do right now is to support, to uplift, to motivate, to encourage, and most importantly, to pray. Not all of us, you know, have gotten the revelation of this is what God's saying, this is what we need to do, let's move in it. Some of us don't have the capacity to do what God has asked, yet some of us need some things to happen before we can move forward in other things. And God said, instead of judging and belittling and looking down on those people, why don't we just pray? Why don't we just uplift? Why don't we manifest the fruits of the Spirit? Why don't we do the work that God is requesting us and asking us to do as if we were just doing it for God? Why do we let our emotions, why do we allow our thoughts, why do we allow the world's view and opinions to affect and to determine the way we do things and the way we move and portray and perceive things? If we don't like where we are, then we go to God, we tell God, we pray about it, and then we ask God, what do we need to do to move from point A to point B? And when God gives you that instruction, if God says wait, then be obedient and wait. If God says apply for this job at this place on this day, then you do that. If God says, start your own business, and he gives you the blueprint and he provides whatever, and he says you need to move now, then you need to move now. Because when God says you need to move now, it means that there's an open heaven. It means that there's something, there's favor, there's provision, there's whatever is required for you to step in. It's available in that now. So if we move in that now, those things are available to us. But when we are disobedient, then all obedient, we miss that gate of opportunity, and so we don't walk in the actual fulfillment of what God God set out for us. God is not going to leave us there. He'll come the next time, but we are only delaying ourselves when we walk in disobedience and then we actually just delay in doing the work of God. God showed me this simple analogy. Take a seed, or imagine, envision a seed, and now see yourself planting this seed in soil. Now God says we have two choices. Either you leave that seed there, you plant it, and then you come and you water it, you nurture it, you feed it, you do whatever you need to do, and that seed then starts growing. And this tree births forth, right? And then this tree, as the seasons pass, produce fruit. And then those fruit have seeds. And then the process starts all over and it has this ripple effect. But now see the fruit dropping all around this tree that you've already watered, that you've grown, that you've nurtured. So you see the growth of this tree and the fruit now is falling around all around the tree, right? And then all these other trees start forming and start birthing and start jumping out, right? And that produces fruit. And this ripple effect continues and it continues and it continues. And God said, there he provided you with a source of income. You used it. You took the opportunity. You took the now gateway that God gave you, and God did the rest. And from a source of income, many sources of income were created for you. The second choice, or the second option that we have, is we can take that seed and we can be so scared that if we plant it, when the storms come, the rain's going to wash the seed away, so nothing's going to happen, or we're not going to have time to water it, or we're not going to be able to do this, and we're not going to be able to do that, and we've got all these excuses, and time goes by, and time goes by, and we're still complaining about 5 years ago's what is, and that seed is still just a seed. Nothing's coming from it. So God said, that is the choice we have. God has given us each a seed. He's given us something. He's given you a talent. He's given you some form of expertise that only you have, and only you can perform the way God needs you and requires you to perform that thing. But it's our choice. We need to make the choice to either go with planting that seed and allowing God to guide us and allowing him to then do what only he can do, or we can operate in fear and withhold everything we have and just go nowhere and go nowhere with it. I just want to read Matthew 25, verse 14 to 30. For the king is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with him and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug it in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with him. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of our Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you have delivered me with 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Then he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you would be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I would reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back with my own interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be a weeping and a gnashing of teeth. So God is giving us a choice. He's given us talents. He's given us expertise. He's given us what we need. But it's up to us to really go and ask God, what is it that you want me to achieve to get out of where I'm at? What does this career that I'm currently in supposed to bring me? What is it supposed to teach me? What am I supposed to do? What is my goals, or what is my purpose in that? And God will give it. When we ask something of God, he will surely come and he will do it. He will answer us. And when he does, and we do what God says, God will move. God won't just leave you there. God's desire for us is really, for each and every one of us, it's to prosper. I've been hearing that the last 3 days. God, that is God's desire. He wants each and every one of us to prosper. He wants us to prosper in every possible way, financially, emotionally, physically, in our businesses, in whatever we do, in the ministry, whatever God has called us to do, he has called us and he desires for us to prosper in that thing. And whenever, you know, you feel like you can't, it's for myself included, we all get those days where we feel like things are just too much and we can't do this, even though God has graced us with the talent, even though God has given us the education that we need, the revelation that we need, we still feel like we can't do this, like we're not good enough, like we're not qualified. But God qualified us. God placed you where you are because he thought and he thinks that you are good enough and that you can achieve whatever it is you need to. And so when you feel that discouragement, when you feel like you are the uncasted, when you feel like you're not good enough, just remember Philippians 4 verse 13, which says, I can do all things, through Christ who strengthens me. And then I just want to decree Psalm 134 verse 3 over each and every one of us and those that will listen. I decree and declare that the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion. In Jesus' name. I just want us together to decree something. So I'm going to for the workplace, and I want you guys to really envision that. And the workplace, I'm not just referring to those of us that are working, even those that are at home, those that have got their own businesses and stuff, whatever you are doing, whatever work God has called you to, envision yourself doing that thing. And when doing that thing, see by faith that this prayer is manifesting. So I'm going to say it, and then you just repeat after me, and then I'll continue. Let me just... Can everybody unmute themselves, please? Okay. My Heavenly Father. As I enter this workplace...
As I enter this workplace...
I bring your presence with me.
I bring your presence with me.
And your perfect order in this office. I acknowledge your power.
I acknowledge your power.
Over all that will be spoken.
Over all that will be spoken.
Thought decided. And done within these walls.
And done within these walls.
Lord, I thank you for the gifts.
Lord, I thank you for the gifts.
You have blessed me with.
You have blessed me with.
I commit to using them.
I commit to using them.
Responsibly in your honor.
Responsibly in your honor.
Give me a fresh supply.
Give me a fresh supply of strength to do my job.
Anoint my projects.
Ideas and energy.
So that even my smallest accomplishment may bring you glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord, when I am confused, guide me. When I am burned out, infuse me with the light of the Holy Spirit.
Infuse me with the light of the Holy Spirit.
May the work that I do, and the way I do it, bring faith, joy, and a smile to all. That I come in contact with today. In Jesus' name, amen. That is basically what. That is basically what God laid on my spirit. God told me that this entire topic can be broken down into so many different spheres and avenues. But that is the route that God took me on, and just that I think maybe I needed to even be ministered to. Please, just before we pray, does anyone have any comments and anything that they want to say? I'll just unmute everybody. Does anybody want to say anything before we pray?
I'd like to just release another decree. Well done, Kirsten. On taking a very difficult topic to spiritualize it, but it just shows that when you really spend time preparing something that sounds crazy or something that sounds totally unspiritual, when you lay at the feet of the Lord and you are really praying and spending time with God about the topic, you can breathe His life into anything. So well done. I'd like to declare over all of you, especially your income-generating streams in your life. If all of you generate an income of some sort, and I want to release a decree of increase and enlargement over your income and over your revenue-generating forces. So, Amen. Father, I break off our lives, any limitation and restrictions placed on us by any evil spirits in the name of Jesus. Bind and cast up all. We bind and just mute everyone besides me, Kirsten, so I can pray this very quickly. We bind and cast out all python and constrictor spirits in the name of Jesus that would try to constrict, paralyze, and squeeze the finances and the blessing that you are releasing upon our lives out of us. Father, bless us indeed and enlarge our coasts. And let your hand be upon us and keep us from all evil. Cast out our enemies and enlarge our borders in every sphere. Lord, you have promised to enlarge our borders. So enlarge our hearts so we can run the way of your commandments and our mouths to enlarge over our enemies. Enlarge our steps so we can receive your wealth and your prosperity, Father. We receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. The Lord shall increase us more and more, us and our children's children. Let your kingdom and government increase in our lives, Father, and let us increase in the knowledge of God. Lord, bless us and increase us, and let us increase exceedingly. Let us increase with the increase of God, and let us increase and abound in love. Increase our greatness and comfort us on every side. Let us increase in wisdom and in stature, and let us increase in strength and confound the adversaries who come against us. Let your grace and favor increase in our lives, Father, and let the years of our lives be increased. Let the word of God increase in us and through us. Bless us and all our increase, Lord. Let our giving and our tithes increase in Jesus' name. Let our latter end be greater and increase greatly. Let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ so that it manifests in our lives, in our finances, and in all that we do. We will flourish like a palm tree, and we will grow like a cedar planted in Lebanon. Father, let our faith grow exceedingly. The breaker has gone before us and broken through every limitation and every barrier that the enemy placed before our increase and enlargement in Jesus' name. Lord, you are the God of the breakthrough, and you have broken forth against all of our enemies. Our branches run over every wall erected by the enemy. We run through a troop and we leap over a wall. Lord, let our line go through all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Give us the heathen as our inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for our possession. Father, I decree and declare that at the end of this 21 days, everyone receives a financial increase and upgrade, a promotion. I release jobs and better jobs. I release business streams and contracts and opportunities. I release, Father God, checks in the mail. I release tax returns. I release blessings. Father, place our name on the heart of someone who has the ability to bless us, who has the ability to seed into our lives, who has the ability to answer our prayers, who has the ability to open the doors that we're trusting for, who has the ability to place us in the right place at the right time to align with our destiny and all of the treasures and blessings and gifts that you have in your mind and your thoughts towards us, Lord. Father, I release increased vision upon every person under the sound of my voice. I curse small vision right now. Father, where we are thinking that because of what we have in our hands, because of our education, because of where we come from, because of where we live, because of who or what we know, that we are not able to abound in greatness. Father, I pray that the Spirit of the living God will come upon us and that we begin to see ourselves in your image and that we begin to understand that we are royalty, Father, and you have greatness locked up in the inside of us. And I speak to that seed of greatness in every one of us, that seed of business, that seed of government, that seed of education, that seed of ministry, that seed of entertainment, Father, whatever the seed is that you planted in us even before you sent us to earth, I say awaken to every seed of greatness, and I decree and declare that none of us will die without accomplishing all that you have written in our destiny scrolls, Lord. I pray for enlargement of the vision in our lives. Where our vision's too small for faith, for your faith to begin to manifest, I pray right now that you enlarge our vision, Father. that you extend the borders of our vision, because what we see we can possess, Lord, in faith in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that we do not have a poverty mentality, but we have a mentality of royalty, Father. We have a mentality of citizens of the kingdom in which there is no lack, Lord, in which there is no poverty. Father, I thank you that the currency of the kingdom is favor, and we release divine favor with God and with man in the name of Jesus. I decree goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, Lord, and where we have lost, and where the enemy and the canker worm and the locust has come and eaten and destroyed the crops in our lives. I decree right now, new crops, Lord. I decree right now that they spring forth all over the nations, Lord, all over in businesses and various opportunities, Father. People will give us shares in businesses, Father. People will give us land and buildings, Father. People will give us opportunity, not only so that we can be selfish and lustful and greed, but that so we can be citizens of the kingdom who can rightfully demonstrate who you are, a people who lack no good thing. I thank you that even in the midst of Egypt, you prospered your people, and you made the Egyptians hand their blessings, their wealth and prosperity into the hands of the Israelites. And we claim the blessings that are in the hands of the Egyptians right now in this context of our lives. We claim it, and we decree a wealth transfer in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Powerful.
Anything else? Yep. Amen.
Bye.
Amen.
Bye.
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 Bye. Awesome, Kristen. Well done.
That was
wonderful. Thank you. Bye.